Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Sophie, I'll tell you what. I think the best idea is you go and get what you want and I'll meet you outside in about 5 minutes, okay?
Yes, that's fine. I won't be long, as I only need a couple of things.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Sophie, did you get everything you wanted?
Yeah. Did you see they had a new range of mascara in?
Yes, I got one.
Did you? Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah. Here it is. I got black in my lashes.
Oh, this one's no good. It's been opened. You'll have to take it back.
What? You're joking.
No, really. Look, there's no seal. And there's black down the side. You'll have to take it back.
Oh, it will be all right.
No, that's no good. You must get a new one.
Well, I'm not going to take it back.
Why not? Come on, I'll come in with you. Let's get it changed and then we can go for a drink.
No, I can't.
Of course you can.
Sophie, I can't.
Why not? Well, what is it?
I don't have a receipt.
You what? You must have one.
Well, I don't.
Jess, what are you saying?
I'm saying I nicked it.
You did what? You must be mad. That's a stupid thing to do.
Well, you did it.
No, I didn't. I nearly did. But remember, I put it back. I was scared stiff of being caught.
Yes, but wasn't it a bit exciting as well?
No, it was not. I told you. I was terrified. That's a dumb thing to do. If you were caught, they'd call the police.
Well, I didn't get caught, and I've got mascara. For free.
Jess, listen to me. It's a stupid thing to do. And what would your parents say if the police had to be called?
Oh, good question. They would have had to speak to me, wouldn't they? And that would make a change.
Jess, this is serious. You could get yourself into big trouble. Don't do it. Don't ever do it again. I mean it. For goodness sake, I would have brought you that damn mascara if you wanted it.
Well, it's done now, so just forget it. Let's go and have that drink, but I might nick the glass afterwards.
It's not funny, Jess. I'm not laughing. Just make sure that was a one-off. You're not being clever, you know. One day you'd get caught and your friends would then drop you instantly. And yes, that's me included.
Oh, what a day. Mrs. Giles was in by now. I'm sure all that woman does is moan all the time.
So what was wrong this time?
She thought the shade was too small for the stand.
And was it?
No, it was the Battersea range, and those shades are a bit smaller than you'd expect. But that's just the way they are.
So did she buy one?
Yeah, but if she doesn't like it when she gets home, she's going to bring it back. She did ask for Mike, you know, but of course I could say he wasn't in.
And she didn't ask for anyone else?
No, just Mike. I think she likes him.
Oh, lucky Mike.
Have you heard from him?
Yeah, he'll be in soon. He's back from his holiday, but then he came down with blooming food poisoning.
No.
Yeah, he's been in bed 4 days.
Gosh. And how are they both?
I don't think they're talking to one another.
Have you heard how Jess is coping with all this?
No, he doesn't say. I'm sure, though, she is suffering.
Well, she must be. It's dreadful when your parents don't get on.
Well, I hope so. She's got some good friends that will help her.
Yes, I think she has. I know Sophie is her friend, and she's a nice young lady. Oh, dear. It's so sad when couples split up.
Oh, Penny, stop being so gloomy.
Oh, sorry, Jim. It's just the day I've had.
Look, come on. I'll treat you to a coffee.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Penny! Oh, hi, I thought it was you. Oh, have you just finished work? Look, have you got time for a coffee? I'll buy because I can't wait to show you something.
Well...
Oh, come on. Oh, hi, by the way. And you are?
I'm Jim. I work with Penny.
Oh, right. Well, hi, I'm Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Right, well, come on, Penny, let's go.
Well, hang on.
Don't worry, Penny. I'll see you tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Yes, go on, I'll see you later.
OK. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
So what was that all about?
What do you mean?
Well, he seemed reluctant to go.
No, he was all right. We were talking, that's all.
Oh, well, OK. Right, well, let's go. I want to know what you think about something.
OK, Kathy, what's this all about?
Well, though, don't look worried. I'm going to tell you some good news.
Oh, well, good. That's a relief. What is it, then?
I've won a holiday, and I wondered if you'd like to come with me.
Oh, well, really?
Penny, what's wrong? You seem a bit shocked.
No, no, I'm all right. It just reminded me of something, that's all.
Penny, are you okay? I thought you'd be thrilled.
Well, yes, I am. I'm just surprised, that's all.
Well, to be honest, I thought it would be a lovely surprise for you.
Well, it is. It's just someone has asked me before to go on holiday with them, and then it never happened.
Ah, well, that won't happen with us. We'll definitely go. Who was it then?
It was Sarah. We were going to go on holiday together, and of course the next thing was she went back to London without saying a word. So, what are the chances of that happening? Two people asking you to go on holiday in the same year.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.